All right, Dalton, how important was getting the lead at the start? Did you and Andrew talk at all? I know sometimes guys on the front row, they'll talk, some kind of strategy. Because it seemed like you wanted the lead as soon as he took it.
Well, me and him basically just told each other good luck a lot before the race, and we kind of just figured we both run each other hard, and, you know, whatever happened, happened. He went early. I didn't think as early as he picked the throttle up the car was going to stick, and I was expecting a decent start, and he just rolled around the outside of me. I couldn't stay with him.
At that point, how hard were you pressing him in the beginning? It looked like pretty good, especially into turn number three.
Yeah, I was chasing him hard, probably harder than I normally would have. I don't know why. I was just, I guess, excited for the moment. I had a sniff to get by him a couple times over in three, and couldn't make it happen, but I was trying pretty hard. I was running him, you know, pretty hard trying to get the spot back, but...
You guys are a pretty quick pace, too. You guys are running 19 flats.
Yeah, I had a feeling we were running pretty quick, which kind of concerned me because I was worried about killing the tires of the car. And the car wasn't really perfect to begin with. And as I figured, the tires kind of went away, as is everybody else's. And, you know, we picked up a push, got loose. But
then you had that deal in front of you. What did you see?
Well, Russ was working them over high and low. And he tried them in three once, didn't make it stick. Then I see Russ got a pretty good wheel on him. And he kind of drew a straight line down the corner. I knew he was going to make it stick. And he got, like, kind of pushed up the track into him. And as soon as they touched, I see the right rear shock come out of Brown's car and it rolled up the track. So I knew that something had broken. I kind of backed off, expecting what happened to happen. And then, sure enough, it did. They both ended up going in the fence.
The same lap.
The same lap, yep.
And then at that point, you inherit the leader. Like, this is awesome. Did you know you had a flat tire at that point, or did you kind of discover that over the caution?
No, I was ecstatic, and the tire wasn't flat. Everything was going fine. I was cruising around under caution for, like, three or four laps. And next thing you know, I felt something get kind of hard to turn, almost like something broke in the rear end. I wasn't sure. And I looked up front, and I could see that the left front tire had a curve in it, indicating it was out of air.
Do you think it had anything to do with that exit up in turn four?
I'm wondering, because I see a lot of the parts come off Brown's car when they touched, and I'm wondering if I ran something over or what. I haven't even looked at the tire, but I'm sure I had to have run something over. I don't know where I picked it up. But.
So you ducked into the pits. You're thinking to yourself, probably the race is over at this point for you as far as having a chance to win. And then attrition really took a step forward after that, and you found yourself in the top five, I believe, with maybe 8 to go, 10 to go?
Yeah, I think we're... you know, somewhere around 10, 12 to go, and I come out, and the car was extremely tight, really no grip, but I was rolling the outside of cars. They seemed to be stopping in the corners, so I was able to roll around the outside of them, and I got up to fourth, and the caution come out. I ended up inheriting fourth when the caution came out, and I thought for sure I was really going to have a shot to win it, so I knew the car was really tight on entry, and I knew that in order to roll around the outside of them guys, I didn't need much because they were going so slow, and I dialed all the rear brake I could into the car. On the next restart, drove it in nice and deep, got on the brakes, the car rotated just like I wanted it to, drove around the outside of Jay Andrews, and, I mean, then he just lived up to his, you know, I guess, name that I've always thought, you're driving like a total moron, and he drove into the rear of me and spun me out in front of a bunch of cars and completely ruined my night because he needed to retire about 5 years ago, and hopefully this will be the turning point where he can realize that and move on to something else like golf.
Now, do you think you might be thinking a little bit differently tomorrow, or maybe not tomorrow, in 2 weeks, when things kind of settle down, maybe a little bit?
I'm going to come back in 2 weeks and try and run up front, and, you know, it's been nice because all year he hasn't been able to run with me, so I haven't had to deal with him like every other year, and so we're going to come back in 2 weeks and hopefully have a face race car again and try and run up front and keep our nose clean and have a good time.